Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 71 today. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bow down thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou to me a rock of habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from birth, thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength fails. For mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver. O God, be not far from me, let my God make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will praise thee yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Yea, even when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. Until I have declared thy strength unto the next generation, thy might unto every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Thou who doest great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed us many and sore troubles shalt quicken us again, and shalt bring us up again from the depths of the earth. Increase thou my greatness, and turn again and comfort me. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing praises with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are ashamed, for they are confounded, that seek my hurt. This psalm almost feels like a longer version of Psalm 70, which we read in the previous episode. In particular, verses 12 and 13 repeat some of the very same words and ideas. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries. What do you think about this kind of repetition? As I read and reread the Psalms, I grow ever fond of these ideas being repeated over and over. It is surprising how much of an encouragement it is to read these pleas for help. What jumped out in my reading today is the idea, cast me not off in the time of my old age, forsake me not when my strength fails. Now, it's not that I feel old or young, but that this psalm acknowledges the changes in our strength. It acknowledges that we have ups and downs physically, and even admits the spiritual fallout that can occur because of it. When we are weakened by circumstances, the weaknesses are real. It's harder for me to keep from hurting other people when I myself feel hurt and feel pain. And it is for this reason that the confession of this psalm is so important and helpful. Let us, in our times of weakness, recognize our need and pray to God. And thus we continue in this psalm by recounting the mighty works of God. In this we can find encouragement and hope. We see that this remembrance is for our own hearts, as well as sharing these stories with others, and that this strengthens our weakened states when we do so. Verse 18 even proclaims our wish that in old age we might still be given the energy and the time to declare thy strength unto the next generation. How many generations ago was this psalm penned, do you think? And what about your favorite hymn at worship? How many generations have been blessed by these old favorites? Let us all join in this chain of remembrance and praise to help each other to grow and help each new generation to grow, as well as helping our own hearts in their own weakened states. Let's reread it. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bow down thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou a rock of habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from birth. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him. There is none to deliver. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will praise thee yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day, for I know not the number thereof. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Yea, even when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have declared thy strength unto the next generation, thy might to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Thou who hast done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed us many and sore troubles shalt quicken us again, and shalt bring us up again from the depths of the earth. Increase thou my greatness, and turn again, and comfort me. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing praises with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are ashamed, for they are confounded that seek my hurt. God's righteousness is very high. God is the one who has taught me from my youth. God is the one who has done these great things for me. And I want to turn around and praise him. I want to be given the chance to share his name with others. I want to be given the opportunity to proclaim the good news of God and his Son and his Spirit to all. And psalms like this are an encouragement to me. They get me motivated to do right, even when I feel wrong or weak or depressed. And I hope that these psalms can encourage you too. Well, thanks for listening in. If you would, you can take the time to check out my sister podcast, Reading the Gospel. I started it in an effort to offer the good news about Jesus in a very similar format to this podcast. These psalms are encouraging, but I really wanted to be able to take the time to share the words and the ideas that Jesus himself taught and wanted all of the people of the world to hear and to listen to and to be saved by. So I hope that that podcast can be helpful to you. Feel free to share it with anyone who might be interested. You can always reach out to me at readingthepsalms.com if you have any requests or any suggestions. If you have any prayer requests, I'm happy to pray for you. Or if there's someone that you know that could use some help, feel free to send them my way. I'm always happy to speak with anyone who might need a word of encouragement or have a Bible question. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.